The world has given Donald Trump too much power. We have to remember, in America, the U.S. citizens are the ones that elected him into office. So who cares about all the things, all his rents and all this? We understand that we made a mistake. And to be honest, it looked like even if Hillary Clinton was the one, that they switched it. Donald Trump was going to win no matter what. So is voting a choice now? Or are they just going to start picking the presidents? So if we think about, okay, we elected him as president, how can he change the law without asking our permission, without getting permission from the citizens of the United States? Because if he feels he's doing something and the people in the United States say, no, we don't want to do that, that's not good for us, that's the way it's supposed to work. You're giving this man so much power when his job is to make executive orders that are best for the nation. And if the nation doesn't agree with those decisions, then there should be a process. It should never be he make a decision and go into effect unless it's in some way for our defense, but we're being attacked and he had to make a immediate decision. But as far as passing laws, as far as making policies, that's America. The people of America do that. The right-minded people, the people that come together and understand both sides of the situation. So when I go down my timeline and I see all these accusations, Donald Trump did this, he did this, he did this. Stop giving him so much power. He's only a man, and he's pretty old, too. He's not going to live that long. You know, so he's going to die one day. And everything he says out of his mouth is not law. So please, erase that thought out your mind. And if you really want, if you don't like what he's saying, you must probably go to Washington, D.C., go to places where you can be involved, where your voice matters. Me personally, I'm not into politics. I don't want nothing to do with politics. So, I really think that this ball game that we're all playing, it's very difficult. And I just see things when people say stuff like, he did this, he did this. But we have to understand that it's only because the people allow it. Somebody supporting him. The thing that he's doing, it's not him. It's the government already in agreement to doing it. If not, if he's doing things on his own, we as a people, you as a people, must see how there's something wrong with that. I like to go on knowingly, but if we do our history, we can see how certain people, everybody just don't go along with the norm. Not to say that those are problem people. These people see differently than the regular people. They look at things in a different way. They don't, not so agreeable. Especially when things don't make sense. If it was to make sense, of course, go right along. But when it corrupt, then yes, you have a lot of people that speak out about it. So this history has been documented. These are not the only cases about this situation. So I just ask that all listeners, anybody that's going to listen to this, just pay attention. And if you're a political person and you feel like Donald Trump saying is doing this and making decisions without, you know, you or without anybody say so, get more involved in politics. Get places where you can talk and your voice can be heard. So, thank you for listening, and Talk to you again.